We have an open communion table here in this place, which means that if you've surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what communion is all about. We celebrate this in remembrance of Him, and we don't require you to be a member of this church to participate in communion, but we do this indeed to celebrate Him. So if you've surrendered to the Lord, we have opportunity to rejoice in Him. For I received from the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man and woman examine himself or herself, so that let them eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. So what we do in this place once a month is indeed do this in remembrance of Him. As you sit here this morning, church, thank God that Jesus' body was broken for you and for me. Thank God you don't have to bear the punishment for your own sin. Now, if anyone's here who has not surrendered their life to the Lord, I urge you this morning, recognize what Jesus did for you and surrender fully to Him. Ask Him to be your Lord and Savior, to come into your heart, to wash you clean by the blood He shed for you on the cross. Because the fruit of the vine, as we participate, reminds us of that blood that He shed for us. Are you glad this morning, like I am, to be washed clean by the blood of Jesus? We can't do this ourselves. It takes the Lord. He and He alone was the only Savior who went to the cross, bore your sins and mine, our sorrows, our griefs, our sicknesses, who died on our behalf, who was buried, and then who rose again. He's the only way. And the Bible says, no man comes to the Father but through Jesus. So we come and give Him praise and thanks this morning. Lord, we think of the body broken. We do this in remembrance of You. We thank You that You are so gracious, so good to us. And this morning, as we partake of this bread, we do so with full gratitude for all that You have done. You've washed us clean, and we rejoice. Let's participate together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for Your body broken for us. Thank You that You bore our sins, our sorrows, our sicknesses. And Lord, now as we consider the fruit of the vine, we understand Your word tells us that by Your stripes we are healed. We receive Your healing power. Anyone with any sickness in this place this morning, we receive Your healing power. We think of Cease, we think of George, we think of others, Lord, who may be away from us this morning with illness issues and the prayer requests that have come in. We pray for the woman with brain cancer. We believe You are the God who heals. And we thank You that by the cleansing blood of Jesus, we're in covenant with You and we're washed clean. And by Your stripes, we are healed. Let's receive by faith. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You.